Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Don't confuse commitment for production. That's the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday show. It's great to have you wherever you are listening in over 100 countries around the world. I sure do appreciate the fact that you've joined me today for the next 18, 20 minutes or so. We do a show every day, every single day. Now, that's commitment, baby. But there is a part where commitment gets a little bit foggy. This is a marketing message today because I want to share with you some of the worst in class that I've seen from individuals who are quote-unquote marketers, and then some of the best in class that'll help you out, grow your business, and help you stay focused. Heck, whether you're in a job or whether you're in a business, these simple skills, when you really do dissect, you know, dissect's a big word, when you really do dive into what is the difference between commitment and production. So, hey, before we get into the show, I want to give a real great shout out to our awesome sponsor, me. That's right, Sam Crowley. I sponsor my own show, and I want to make sure that you're aware of the everydayisaturday.com website. Get on our mailing list. Just put your name and email in. I'll stay close to you, your dream, motivate, inspire, empower you through the ups and downs, through the entrepreneurial journey, man. It is awesome being an entrepreneur. I'm telling you, there is nothing like it. Just there isn't the control you have and the freedom to have. Now, for some of you, it's a curse. I get that part where, you know, you're running east looking for a sunset, as I say a lot. But in the end, you're going to look back 40 years from now and say, dang, I did it, man. I got away from the man. I blazed my own trail and I made it happen all because I wanted it that badly. So, hey, if being an entrepreneur was easy, everybody would do it. Most people are driven by fear. They're not even sure what they're afraid of. They just heard from somebody that they should be afraid of something. So, therefore, they don't go for it. And that's a shame. But the good news is there's no competition for you. As the great Jim Rohn used to say, there is no competition at the top. Everybody's at the bottom competing. I want to raise the minimum wage. Go ahead and raise it. That's fine. No big deal. Stay down there. Argue over what the minimum wage should be. No big deal. Hey, look. I'm not speaking down to, my mom used to work for minimum wage. I've worked for minimum wage. Let me tell you, it sucks. Battling over the lowest common denominator is the worst way. I cannot think of a worse way to go through life. There are people that are hurting. There are people on welfare. There are people that don't know where their next meal is coming from. Those are the ones you and I should lift up and help educate. We'll take care of them. We'll feed them. We'll clothe them. We'll give them housing right now. But in the meantime, we're also going to show them that there's a better way. You know, you don't have to stay at that bottom rung of the ladder. Just because where you are right now has nothing to do with where you can go. You can soar. I mean, you can absolutely take off and soar. But you need to find out what it is that you want to do, first of all, right? And what we talk about all the time, you got to figure out what it is you want to do. You know, ignorance is no excuse. You know the saying. Saying, I don't know how. I didn't know what was available. Nobody taught me. It's all around you. I mean, everybody has access to a computer. Anybody can go to the library and get on the internet and start. It's not like you don't know that all of this is available. It's that you don't care. It's you're apathetic and you're waiting for somebody else to take care of you. That's the difference. When you're waiting for somebody else, if you can just get your hand up, just put your hand up, there's going to be somebody out there to reach you and help pull you up. But you got to want to be pulled up, man. You can't want to just sit there and wallow in misery and have people feel sorry for you and all that crazy stuff. That's not what life's about, man. Look, tough times are going to happen to you. They're going to happen to me. Every day I wake up, man, and I just think my biggest fear is, you know, my kids, my family, my wife, my kids, that as long as they're safe, you know, I just want them to be safe. Me, I can handle myself. I've been out there on my own a long time. I want my kids to be safe. I want my kids to be healthy. I want my kids to be happy. When I know that's taken care of, I can start the day and I'm ready to rock and roll, man. And anything is possible. I want to talk about that today. I want to lift you up today. Will you allow me to lift you up today? I want to help you with a marketing message. And I want to just speak to you the difference between commitment and productivity when you're doing a business, when you're doing any kind of marketing. There was a guy I met at a live event in Atlanta in 2007. A long time ago, man. Atlanta, 2007. That was over 7 years ago. And we were kind of hanging out at the coffee pot, sharing different strategies. He's like, oh, I got to go. Like, we were just chatting. What are you talking about? You go, oh, I got a blog. I got to update my blog. I do a blog every day, Sam. And it's my commitment. You know, as a marketer, you got to be committed. You got to do it every day. Yeah, all right, cool. So, like, he flew out of there, literally, like somebody pulled the fire alarm. He was out of there faster before the lights. You could turn a light switch off, and he would have been out of there quicker than that, okay? So later on, I'm talking to him. They had a dinner, kind of get-together, banquet-type thing, and I happened to be sitting at the same table again. We'll call him Tom. That wasn't his real name, but I'll just call him Tom. So, hey, Tom, what's up, man? You ran out of there this morning. We're having coffee. You ran out of there like your hair was on fire, dude. You got a blog? I mean, it's that important to you? And part of me was impressed that he had that commitment level. And the other part of me was worried for him that he put that much emotion behind the fact. I mean, look, I do a podcast every day, and I'll get it done. If it hits the normal time when I do my show and it's not ready yet, you're not going to see me darting out of the room just like, hey, I got to cut this short in about 10 minutes. I got to go record my show. I mean, it's not that it is a big deal, but it's not the end of the world. But, you know what I'm talking about. So Tom says, yeah, well, I do a blog every day. I go, well, how many people visit your blog? I don't know. No, I mean, you know, it's growing. It's kind of beating around. Like, well, how many, man? I mean, obviously you got Google Analytics or something, right? You can tell how many people are visiting that every day. He's like, yeah, I mean, I installed analytics. I don't really look at him. And right away, I knew that nobody visited his blog. That nobody. And I asked, well, what do you do to promote it? Like, how do you get the message out there that you've got? What's your blog about? I mean, what's the purpose of it? What is the reason you have a blog? I just want to know. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I was actually trying to find out for myself because I had just launched a blog recently. And, anything you can learn from somebody. He had no answers other than he had to blog every day because he heard from somebody at an event, at a marketing conference, on a webinar or something like that, that you should blog every day. Well, okay, let's take a look at that. So the conversation kind of went, I didn't want to make him feel, I could tell he was getting uncomfortable. It was almost as if I was interrogating him, and that's not the way I wanted it to go. I was just literally curious about why he was this passionate about doing something, yet wasn't measuring the impact of what he was doing. You know, because look, we can get going in 1,000 different directions. Let me ask you a question or two. Have you ever had anybody tell you that you should post to your Facebook page every day? Have you ever had anybody share, Sam Crowley, how important Twitter is to a marketing campaign? If you're a professional and you have heard, definitely, I'm sure, of LinkedIn, and it's important to have a LinkedIn profile, right? Okay. And there's this video hosting platform you might have heard of called YouTube, and a lot of people get business from YouTube. You know, they put videos up there, get millions of views. I'm not talking about the English bulldog skateboarding down a street in San Francisco smoking a cigarette. I'm talking about a legitimate YouTube business video, although those ones get a lot of views. So my point is you get all this information from people, and you're wondering, well, what the heck? I mean, where do I even start? So you pick one. If you're like most entrepreneurs and you dabble in it and you learn a little bit, you buy an ebook, you watch a video, you get on a webinar, Google Hangout. Oh, by the way, you heard Google Hangouts are cool, right? Yeah. All right. Why don't you do one of those? I mean, you can go in 1,000 different directions, never knowing what's working, really never quantifying. Right? You can't manage what you don't measure. So this guy was talking about blogging, and look, blogging's great. My podcast, I use WordPress. Give you a little insight here. I host my podcast on a WordPress blog inside my website, everydaysaturday.com. /podcast is where my show's hosted. And I use a plugin called PowerPress, and it's hosted by Blueberry. Now, all of that may sound completely Greek to you, or it may be like, oh, okay, cool. The bottom line is I do a show every day because when I saw the impact of podcasting when I first got started online. I had no money. I had to make an impact. I wanted to speak. I wanted to get my voice out there. So I chose podcasting. Made a lot of sense. WordPress is very search engine friendly. So when I put a title of the post in there, after a while, it will get picked up, Google, Yahoo, Bing. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to get ranked on page one tomorrow, but it's going to have a nice little ranking online. Look, I've tried about as many gimmicks. I wish we don't even have time. I may have to record a different show just about all the stupid gimmicks I've tried to try to game the system, you know, get ranked online, get leads, get this, get that. Whether I had a job or owning a business, I've always been the gimmicky guy. And you know what always works? A real plan built on delivering great content over a long period of time. It's like the stock market. When you're investing in the market, you can day trade, sure. Can you make money? Absolutely. Are there people doing it? Of course. Of course. What's the overall strategy, though, that's worked for the past 80 years? Long term, buy low, sell high, don't get emotional, things go down, hang in there. I mean, it's worked over time. The internet business and any business for that matter, whether it's a brick and mortar business, an internet business, it's no different. But you got to pick just one or two things out of the gate. I think one of the biggest questions I get from entrepreneurs that blows up my Twitter feed, my email box, is where do I start? And once I do pick what I want to do, how do I even get going? And my answer is that is always, what do you like to do? If you like to write, start a blog. Don't start a blog because you're going to have the greatest blog on the planet. It's not going to happen. But you're going to start getting readers and viewers and people that are going to come back and visit if it's good content. Look, if you create a blog every day, okay, you know you visit blogs. I mean, you're online reading this stuff. Think about what your favorite blog is or your favorite website that you visit on a regular basis. What is it? I mean, heck, it could be ESPN or it could be CNN for all that matter. But if it's something more specific, that's even better. Maybe it's a DIY blog. Maybe it's a gardening blog. Maybe it's a personal development blog. You know, things like that. Where do you like to go? And think about why you return. I mean, we're not splitting atoms here, guys. I mean, it's not like we're creating something so incredibly revolutionary. Think about what brings you back. What brings you back is what's going to bring your readers back to your blog if, in fact, that's what you like to do. If you don't like to write, don't blog. You know the worst blogs are? The ones that are outsourced. You know, yeah, I've got a girl, or I've got somebody in the Philippines, or I've got somebody across the world who does my blog. Well, you know what? Really? That's too bad. I'm not saying you can speak and have somebody transcribe. I was looking for the word. Somebody can transcribe what you're saying. That's okay. It's still your words. That's how a lot of books are written. You know, you meet with a ghostwriter, you speak to the ghostwriter, and they write what your words are, but you can't outsource your passion. I mean, I hope that's not what you're trying to do because you're going to fail miserably. Nobody's going to follow you because it's not going to be you, okay? And if that person is writing your content, chances are they're writing five other people's content as well, very inexpensively, and it ain't going to happen, man. Long after that great feeling about cheap that you've failed to pay somebody what they're worth, the smell of inadequacy lingers for a long time. You know what I mean? So don't try to outsource your passion on the cheap. Don't do it. The reason I started podcasting, I love to speak. I don't like to write, so I don't have a blog. Now, I write 100, 150 words. You know, I write. Well, here's the irony. I write very well, he said humbly. But it's a time vampire to me. I can knock out four podcasts in the amount of time that it takes me to write one blog post, and I love to speak. You know the drill. Those of you that listen to my show, I have no notes in front of me, no outline, no script. It is life unscripted. Anybody tells me what to do, I go the opposite way. You know the story. So I'm recording this show and all my shows. Every single day, I fire up the computer and I start speaking what's in my heart and what's on my mind because I want to get this message to you while it's still fresh in my mind. So I started podcasting. What is it that you like to do? Do you like to speak? Then podcast. It's a great program located over at podcasthouse.com, for example. A word from our sponsor, Podcast House, where the entrepreneur lives. Podcasthouse.com. Do you like to shoot videos? Get a YouTube channel going. Oh, Sam, I don't know about... You don't need to know. You don't need to know anything. Don't need to know a thing. Get a camera. Start speaking into the camera. Get a tripod at Best Buy for $25. Get any kind of camera. Any kind. Sony Flip. I don't care. Sony Cybershot. I'm not a spokesman for Sony. Those just refers to the came to my mind. For less than $150, you're up and running. You can download or upload the video to YouTube and get going. You know, get some lighting and eventually invest in yourself. Why don't you do a Google Hangout? I don't know how. Google it. How to host a Google Hangout. You know, those are replayed on YouTube because Google owns YouTube. So you're knocking out two stones, two birds with one stone. You can do a Google Hangout, have it record on YouTube. Boom. You have it replay on YouTube. You don't have to do any editing. Nothing. But the fact of the matter is, just to do it because you want to say, oh, I shot a video today. Hey, high five. High five me. Yay. I'm Mikey the marketer. I'm Mary the marketer. I did a YouTube video today. Woohoo. No one's going to find it. You know why no one's going to find it? Because you got to do other things on top of the marketing part of it, on top of the creation of it. That's when you turn into a promoter. Remember, ain't nobody going to promote if you don't. You got to be the best promoter, because if you aren't singing your praises, nobody will. You got to push that boulder over the top and get it going down the hill with some momentum. But don't just blog to blog. I mean, think about how crappy this show would sound. Seriously. If I just recorded, I hit the record button just because I felt like I had to do a podcast every day. Imagine, it would go something like this. It'd go something like this. Flip, there's the record buttons on. Oh, boy, what the hell am I going to talk about today? Let me think. Commitment, I've heard that. Okay. All right, I think I got it. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to the thing about it. I mean, come on. That's what a blog's going to look like if you got to do it every day. So I think back to Tommy in Atlanta in 2007, and I checked him out online. That's what spurred on this show today. I wanted to see. You know how you start thinking about somebody from years ago you haven't seen, and it isn't even like a close friend. She said, I met this dude 7 years ago. I wonder what he's doing now. He's kind of a different guy. You know what I mean? You know people like that. You think about them, they come past through your mind, and you're like, I got to Google that person or check him out on Facebook. That's what I did. And you know what he's doing on Facebook? Showing pictures of his barbecue. Showing pictures of nothing. I mean, I don't even know what his business is because I searched all over the page. Yeah, I was kind of stalking it. Sorry. But I had to. I had to figure out. I was doing research for a show. That's what I was doing. I was doing research for a show. So I had to stalk Tommy, and I checked his blog. Nothing. There's nothing there. So that commitment 7 years ago didn't last too long because there wasn't any why behind it. Why are you doing it? You know, now let's turn this around. You will have a very successful following. You will have if it's a blog. I'm stuttering like crazy today, man. I don't even know why. Maybe I don't have any teeth left. I don't know what it is, but man, I'm stuttering like a maniac today. Love it though. I can't wait to get on stage in Toronto if you're going to be there Saturday. Watch me just study like Porky Pig on steroids, man. It's the greatest show on earth. But you got to know why you're doing exactly what it is you're doing. And you will have a huge following online if you put some passion behind it and you get some confidence that, you know what, you don't have to know everything, but you do got to have a passion to teach somebody something, just one thing. Make that one thing the main thing. And then when you make that one thing the main thing, make sure that you measure what it is, the effectiveness that it's having. Because if it's not being effective, then guess what you got to do? Change it or do something completely different. But have fun. I mean, don't make this a job. Like, you know, if you find out, oh my God, I didn't do a YouTube video today, and you run out of there, you know, scared that you got to get it going. That's not quality, man. That's just doing it because you got to do it. And so many marketers do that. Oh. Got to update my Facebook post today. Got to update my fan page, even though there's 5 people on it. 4 of it are my relatives. Maybe somebody will find it today and think that that little thing I put up there is catchy. No. If you put a post up on a fan page on Facebook, tell 100 people about it, man. Buy some ads for $20 a month. Drive some people. Write an article for free. Go to goarticles.com, for example. That's where I got started. I was writing articles on the internet every day. And articles are well indexed online. I mean, it's a tremendous source of traffic. Write a press release, put it out there for no charge. But all of this you're doing, all this marketing you're doing, all this momentum that you're trying to build around your business, make sure that this is something. It's like when you work out and exercise. A great advice given to me by people who are in great shape that I've talked to over the years. Sam, if this ain't something you're going to do long term, don't do it. You know, don't go on some crazy vegan diet if you're not going to be a vegan the rest of your life. Don't go on some low-carb diet unless you're going to be low-carb your whole life. The same with marketing. Don't be this crazy, you know, I got to be this fanatic about this one thing in my business if you're not going to at least do it for the next 6 months. Now, online, the landscape changes. You know, one day You could be using Tumblr. One day you could be doing a Vine video. I get that. Instagram is now big in the past 18 months. So things do change online, and they change quickly, but the basis of it never changes. Figure out why you are creating this content, and who's your audience? I mean, ultimately, who is this person that's going to absorb it, and how are you getting to this person? How's the message getting to them? You know, and don't be like Tommy. Don't be saying I got to do this just because I got to do it because somebody told me I had to do it. That's, and you see how well that worked for him, right? There's billions and billions of pages on the internet, most of which nobody will ever see, and most people don't even care to see. But yours is going to be different. Or if it's a brick and mortar store, or if you're in a job, this works. It transcends every facet of any business because the common thread is you've got to come at it from a tremendously passionate angle that you're going to create great content, right? Your content, which makes it authentic and unique, which makes it great. You know, it's not repurposed, regurgitated. Somebody isn't writing it for you. And then you're going to go find the hungry market, and you're going to go tell the hungry market about your message and slowly have them come into the tent, man. Say, come on, look at what I got on display here, everybody. Look at what I got on display. And then don't be afraid, and I think the next podcast right after this one, don't be afraid to ask for the order. Don't be afraid to sell your product. Have confidence in what it is you do. I think that would be a perfect transition. Tomorrow's show, ask for the order. Have faith in yourself and behind the product that you do. Come on, be a promoter. It's okay. How else are you going to feed your family? Like the great Zig Ziglar said, bad salespeople have skinny kids. We'll end the show on that note. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit EverydaySaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EverydayIsSaturday.